The time is 1 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Abraham Donko
and Naneji Bateksi.
In the headlines, treatment for heart disease comparatively cheaper in Ghana, but too high for citizens.
Having heart surgery is expensive. It has been expensive right from the beginning, beyond the reach of the average Ghanaian. But actually, worldwide, Ghana is one of the places where heart surgery is relatively very, very cheap. Unfortunately, not many Ghanaians can afford it.
Ghana Armed Forces to introduce online recruitment to prevent fraud.
As a result, in our effort to try to see how we can reduce this problem of document fraud and whatever, we are going to go online for recruitment. So we will no longer have forms in other places for people to go and buy, which means that anybody going around and parading himself that you want, you can help anybody to join the armed forces, buy a form here or do this for him, it's all a bloody lie.
Ghana Federation of Labour kicks against proposed prepaid metering at water services.
It's very dangerous. Government should intervene immediately. Water is like air. So if you are not very careful, even they are going to also ration the use of air if somebody is made to take charge of it. It is not right at all. The state will end up spending much, because if I'm a poor man and I can't afford to go in for this system of payment, what will happen is that people will tend to dirty water.
International relations expert calls for tact in handling Nigeria's internal situation.
I expect Goodluck Jonathan to resuscitate an otherwise moribund political future he has. 2015 will be pivotal, and I'm sure he will make some last-minute drastic moves so that he survives as a politician.
Central African Republic postpones election of new president to Monday, and local Black Stars to play Libya in second group match today. News commentary discusses the sale of Merchant Bank to Fortis Equity Fund and the failure of organized labor in educating SNIT contributors on the issue at stake. The heart is said to be the engine of the body, thus anything that happens to it affects the whole body. In recent times, cardiovascular diseases, especially heart attacks and heart failures, have been on the rise for both the young and the old. About 50 people report daily at the cardiothoracic center at Kolibu with various forms of heart disease. Though 50% of treatment is paid by government, patients find it difficult to provide the rest. In this special report, Irabnapaha takes a look at heart diseases and the challenges of managing them.
Cardiovascular diseases are caused by disorders of the heart and blood vessels and includes coronary heart diseases, rheumatic heart diseases, and heart failure. The major causes of cardiovascular diseases are tobacco use, physical inactivity, unhealthy diet, and harmful use of alcohol. WHO estimates that more than 17.3 million people die of cardiovascular diseases such as heart attack annually, with many of the deaths in low to middle income countries. On the average, heart surgery in Ghana costs between 10,000 to 12,000 cedis, though 50% of the amount is paid by the Ghana Heart Foundation, while patients expected to pay the rest. That remains a challenge to many patients. In Ghana, about 500 people undergo heart surgery annually. According to the head of the cardiothoracic center at Kolibu, Dr. Lawrence Tribo, 480 patients are still on the waiting list. 20 out of the number have been on the list for more than 3 years, are in critical condition, and will die without surgery in 2 years. He gave an overview of the situation.
Having heart surgery is expensive. It has been expensive right from the beginning, beyond the reach of the average Ghanaian. But actually, worldwide, Ghana is one of the places where heart surgery is relatively very, very cheap. Unfortunately, not many Ghanaians can afford it.
So what goes into arriving at the cost of treatment for a heart patient?
The expensive part of the treatment is when it involves heart surgery, because a lot of things go into it. These things are disposed of when they are finished, and they come very, very expensive.
So is the average Ghanaian able to afford heart surgery?
That is the unfortunate aspect. It is like going to a supermarket and then you don't have the money to buy what is there.
And what do you do if a patient is unable to fund for his or her surgery?
That is why the cardio center, we initiate programs to make sure that we can help the average Ghanaian to have heart surgery. Unfortunately, even with 50% that is paid for by the Ghana Heart Foundation, most people cannot afford to bring about the other 50%. That's one where we manage medically as much as possible. We help the patient raise funds, but then whatever is used for the patient must be paid for.
Has government come in to support in any way?
Government supports the center. Recently, there's been a lot of equipment that the government has upgraded and brought it to the center. But when it comes to heart surgery, I think we must all come together to find answers to funding it for our people.
How often do you get assistance from the Heart Foundation?
Well, presently, every Ghanaian that undergoes heart surgery is sponsored 50% of the cost by the Heart Foundation. They are supposed to bring about the 50% of whatever they are supposed to pay, and the Heart Foundation will cater for the rest. That is the support I suppose the Heart Foundation can give.
Records at the hospital show that 20,706 people died of cardiovascular diseases from 2006 to 2010. However, death cases from 2010 have not been documented. Despite the increase in deaths from the disease, Ghana has no policy on the management of the disease. This, Dr. Tribor says, has become a major obstacle to monitoring the process of success. The Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Apia Dintra, explained why it is so and government interventions to addressing the issue.
For heart disease, normally they are not able to detect them at best, unless the cardiac surgeon sees them. They don't have many cardiologists in the system. And some of the troubles, they do not develop immediately after birth. It takes time while the person is growing up.
As a country, how are we faring with the treatment of heart diseases? Looking at the number of people that report and the lack of surgeons at the center.
No, we are not doing well.
Again, what are government's plans to train more heart surgeons to complement the current deficit, which remains a threat to the center?
After you become a surgeon, then in cardio, so you can't get enough. It's gradual. We want people in the periphery, so that's our major concern. The cardio surgeon can take only a few surgeons. We are training them, but we need more of the general surgeons in the field. We need the general ones first. For the super ones like cardio and so forth, we have MOE in some countries like India, Israel, South Africa. You have more cases, you can fly them in. As a global village, they'll fly them in. They can come and do the surgery. But for us, as a country, the five areas want to fill.
Teresa Kuba Blaze, a heart patient who has undergone 3 major heart surgeries in the last 3 years and currently on admission at the cardiothoracic center to undergo another one. She shares her experience.
When I was 34 years, I was told I had enlarged heart, and I had my first operation at 35.
How many more operations since then?
2 more operations.
And you are on admission for another one?
Yes.
Where do you get funding from looking at the high cost of heart surgery?
My life savings, my husband too, helps a lot, and sometimes friends.
How much money have you spent so far in the 3 operations that you have undergone?
Almost 32,000 cedis.
A balanced diet, Dr. Sribo mentioned, is crucial to a healthy heart and circulation system. But how balanced should one's diet be? Chief Dietitian at the Ghana Health Service, Hamda Wimbia, explains what a balanced diet is and its importance to a healthy heart.
Balanced diet, basically, is the healthy diet we all know. And the healthy diet consists of all the vital nutrients which promotes good health. Let food be your medicine. And the reason being that it contains all the vital nutrients that promote good health, which is the carbohydrates, the proteins, and the fats, and then aminos and vitamins. So with our cardiovascular health, all the vital nutrients that promote health is also very, very important. Sometimes we have no option than to go and buy, which mostly contains the saturated and the trans fats, and they are the main culprits of cardiovascular disease. What actually promotes the cardiovascular diseases are the trans and the saturated fats. That is what is causing the heart problems. Foods that contains high sodium, like our sausages, and is the order of the day now, is killing us.
The question then is, what significance do people attach to eating a balanced diet? Here are views from a section of the public.
How much you have on you? I don't really look at balanced meal or anything of that sort. Once I've eaten, once I'm full, that's all.
Once I have fish and carbohydrates, I think I'm eating some good food. I don't really make any conscious effort to say I want to eat a balanced diet. I mean, once there is fish and some food there, I'm fine.
Because I do think of balanced diet. Yeah, at least when you have your fish, your protein, you have your...
The food that we eat, we always have our carbohydrates and protein, but not all the nutrients. We don't have the full balanced diet that we need.
I know that for my health, we need to eat balanced diet. That is food that has almost all the nutrients that the body needs. I need to eat food variety that will give me all the vitamins, the protein, all the nutrients.
One area which surgeons say is of utmost importance to maintaining a healthy heart is regular exercise. An adult heart must beat 60 to 70 times a minute at rest and accelerate as much as 160 to 180 beats a minute during exercise. And by the end of a long life, a person's heart may have beaten more than 3.9 billion times within 30 minutes of brisk walking daily. So how helpful would daily exercise be to one's heart and the type of exercise required? Dr. Gaitan Charles Adangabe is the head of physiotherapy at the Rich Hospital.
Most of the risk factors that will burden your heart, when you exercise, you reduce them. Exercise tries to purify the system to allow the heart to be able to work efficiently. And generally, when we talk about exercise, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to run, but you need to do something that is more than what you normally do in your daily life. Brisk walking is one of them. You can jog, you can play tennis, you can play basketball. So when you do that, you burn off most of the things that the body does not need, and then it allows your system to function well. If you don't move anymore, it means you're dead. You park your car in the house. From your house, you enter the car, you drive straight to your office. You park, you enter your office, you drive to the market, and so on and so forth. Your activity level is very low, so you realize that people have to put on more weight, and we tend that to be healthy, which is rather the opposite. Because fitness does not necessarily mean that you should put on excessive weight. Every excessive weight is a disease. So if you're driving the car to the house, to the work, to the market, everywhere using car, what is happening is that you're lowering your activity level, and that prones you to rest and overburden your heart. Why can't we walk? Don't necessarily need to go to the gym or go to the football court to play football, but if you can find time to walk every day, you can stay healthy.
WHO says almost 23.6 million people will die from cardiovascular diseases in developing countries, including Ghana, if comprehensive prevention and education programs are not implemented by 2030. Taking all these into consideration, the cards are in no doubt clear on the table. One must be responsible for one's way of life, as a bite or sip which is done wrongfully is a potential trip towards the grave.
Irabna Paha.